2:30, Tuesday afternoon, and it's nice to see Margaret Mills back with us. And Margaret, what's your subject this week?
This week, Scott, I'm looking at the peculiar people.
The peculiar people? Mm. Right. I wish you wouldn't look at me like that.
Well, it could apply to both of us.
Well, indeed. But
and some might say it does.
And the peculiar people, you've put them here, peculiar people in Essex. Is it just Essex?
The peculiar people I'm talking about were actually a religious group.
All right.
And in people's travels around Essex, they may have seen these quite plain little, usually brick-built chapels with plaques on them saying Peculiar People's Chapel. Mm-hmm. There was definitely one at Tillingham. I don't know if it's still there. There was one in Nevenden Road, Wickford. Mm. And there was certainly one in Rochford.
Right.
And the Peculiar People group believed in a lot of their beliefs centred around faith healing. Mm-hmm. And amazing medical cures were reported purely through faith healing and the laying on of hands. Mm-hmm. And perhaps the name most associated with the peculiar people, certainly in Essex, is a man called James Banyard, who was born in 1800 in Rochford. And James Banyard did a very good campaigning job on behalf of attracting people into the Church of the Peculiar People, or the chapel, I should say, mainly farm labourers, this particular sect appealed to. The problem was, although James Banyard became the first ever bishop of the peculiar people, he rather blotted his copybook when, in defiance of their beliefs, he called in a doctor when one of his children was taken ill.
Oh.
So, you know, this didn't go down too well, and he was rather discredited over this. Nevertheless, the little chapels that the peculiar people worshipped in still remain around Essex, so keep a lookout on your travels. James Banyard, incidentally, was a native of Rochford, born and bred, and he's buried in the churchyard at Rochford.
Do we know if the child got better?
Apparently the child did recover, which probably made things even worse.
Dear, oh dear.
Oh dear.
Fair enough. All right. Thanks very much indeed for that.
Thank you.
And what are you looking at next week?
Next week, I'm looking at smugglers and contraband.
Ooh, wow. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.